Danny, 3-1 defeat today. What did you make of your team's overall performance, though?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know if there's anything between the teams. You know, they've got a nose in front. I think is they scored a worldy goal for an equaliser. You know, one of those that I don't know if it could go anywhere and eat it into the top corner again. The second one is obviously a mistake, which you know sometimes you get in games, but they end up having a 2v1 situation which they score off. And then basically it's nearly all us. You know, and we've had opportunities, we've had chances, we've had great situations. We've just frittered away at times. And it's one of those parts of the times of the season when you need to regroup and have a little sit down and get everybody together again, because at the moment in time, you know, particularly with the changing of the team and personnel that we've had to have in the last few weeks, it's unsettling people.
Yeah, and you are particularly after the first sort of half an hour where the teams had gone at each other. It was an excellent header that opened it up the scoring, wasn't it?
Well, it was. You know, I think it's the two set players, the first two goals, so that one for us and one for them. But he's saying that when we got a chance of taking the lead, we've done it, and we thought, well, that's fine, we can start getting the ball as well now. But from one corner, this equaliser, shortly after we scored. But that's a concern, obviously. But I think overall, from my point of view, is that we've had large parts of the game where we've controlled, but we've conceded, and the third goal makes it look like it's a bigger margin than it was between the teams, because it was far from that. To concede in the 94th minute or whatever it was, was poor. But at the same time, that wasn't the difference. But we've lost the game. We've lost the game, and where we should have got something out of it, and that's been a disappointment.
Are the players lacking a little bit of confidence at the minute, Danny?
Well, of course, yeah. When you lose games, you lose your confidence a bit. Of course you do. But I think overall, I think the biggest problem we've had at the moment in time is the change of personnel so often and so regular. That's been the disappointment. There's not a lot we can do at the moment in time. But I thought one or two of the boys who've come in have done really well. I think your Mason came in again and was excellent again today. We've seen Jack Cargill come off the bench, as a young one, and I think he did well for the period that he came on for. But the disappointment more than anything is losing the players that we have.
I mean, you've talked previously about when players get injured, other players come in and get that opportunity, and that must be one of the heartening things for people to take away, that the youngsters have come in and look like they're good enough to do it.
Well, yeah, well, listen, that's what you just hope for. You hope that they take the opportunity, but you really don't know deep down. They're not quite ready at times, but you really have a great choice about it. And I'll just say, from where we are, yes, we want the players to progress, but we'd rather have everybody fit.
Is it fair to say that sort of second half you didn't make the most of the ball that you had?
Yeah, without a doubt. In the final ball in particular, we seem to be tightening up as we go in that last third. That's been the problem. And I think in that respect, I think it's about getting players who can take that pressure, if you like. We need to embrace the pressure. We should enjoy the pressure, because there's pressure in every game we play. But rather than let it upset us, it should be something that we embrace. And I think at the moment in time, one or two of the boys have found it very difficult.
It was very difficult, obviously, second half to lose Lewin, obviously, with a couple of experienced defenders out. That's probably the last thing that you wanted to see.
Crikey, yeah, of course it was, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that, he's going to be okay, but I really don't know. But I think, we'll just have to look at him and see in the next day or two, see how he is. But it's likely that, from what we're seeing at the moment in time, it could be a few games out.
Was it a back injury, Danny?
No, it was a groin.
A groin injury?
It was a groin injury, yeah.
So obviously
he'd
gone down a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, he played a ball and then felt something and then just after felt it again, so that was that's why I came off.
Looking ahead to Tuesday night and that ever-growing treatment table, is there a likelihood of anybody coming back for Tuesday?
It's a question I can't answer at this moment. We'll take stock again tomorrow and we'll see. But at the moment in time, I'm really unsure at this juncture.
Somebody like Peter Ramage and Joe Dudgeon, they were the ones that lost out from last time. Are they any closer?
They wouldn't today. They wouldn't, they were nowhere near today. Let's hope they know the 72 hours or whatever it may be. They can get back on the training ground.
Couple of questions just ahead of Tuesday night. How difficult is it going to be to pick people up after today's game?
Listen, if you don't have an incentive, like we have on Tuesday, it might be a bit more difficult. But I think we've got a great incentive. We've got a great tie in which to play. To try and win the game for. The Middlesbrough game is a great incentive for both teams, but certainly from our point of view, being at home, is enough incentive, in my opinion, for anybody. And again, we've got to make sure that as professionals that we bounce back again, and some of the younger players will find this experience worthwhile in the fledgling career as they go on. But at the moment in time, I think that you've got to think, we've got to strengthen up, we've got to be tougher mentally in certain areas, and we shouldn't be tested on Tuesday night, because it's from a foregone conclusion that we'll go through.
Because if you come through it, it could be exactly the fillip that the team needs ahead of the customary busy festive period.
Well, it is, and again, for the fans as well, you know, the fans want to look forward to something, you know, into the new year, and there's nothing better than getting to the next round of the Cup, the FA Cup, so there's a great incentive all the way around, and, you know, I think from our point of view, you know, we've got to look at this as a stepping stone, as getting back on that horse, so to speak.
And I imagine you learnt a lot from the first game back at Oakwell last Sunday.
Which we certainly did, and I think everybody learned a lot, that they're a good team we're going to be playing against at the Diva Stadium. You know, they've got some good results there this season, and they're quite strong, you know. But listen, it's a cup tie again. You know, there's one thing about it now, we're not going into it blind, you know, as players-wise, that we did last week.
Are you going to look to throw any more of the youngsters in on Tuesday night, or will you be forced to do it?
Well, that's the thing, we just don't know at the moment. Like I say, we'll wait in the next few days and we'll take a head count and see what we've got, you know, and see what type of team we can put out.